The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, this is Suggs. You're listening to The Scar Show with Beefy on whatever it is FM. Thank you.
Hey, you! Don't watch that! Watch this! This is the heavy, heavy monster sound! The nuttiest sound around! One step beyond!
Yeah. hand. It's 5 to 6 on a Friday night, and I just can't wait to get out of this place.
Yeah. That is a band out of Leicester. We've played them quite a bit over the last 12 months, I guess. They are called Last Edition. I feel sorry for them because their favourite football club, Leicester City, lost to Newport County a couple of weeks ago in the FA Cup. So I promised Matty that just to make up for it just a little bit, I'd play a live set from Last Edition. How good is it? I love that kind of upbeat third wave stuff. It's pretty awesome. We heard Can't Let Go, this one, and one of my favourite, Perfect Circles. So big hello to Matt, Sam, and Billy, the entirety of the Last Edition clan. You are listening to The Scar Show with me, Beefy. It's Thursday afternoon, and that can only mean good times all the way around. Get up, get busy, get happy, make yourself get closer to that weekend. I know it's school holidays and people are still not back in work, but still, we've got to have some fun, haven't we? And we're going to continue to have fun. Throughout the next 2 hours, I bring you a couple hours of great ska, ska punk, punk rock, all sorts of stuff from all over the planet. Hopefully, making yet Thursday afternoon seem a little bit easier to deal with. Oh, yeah. Local news, Cujo Kings have just literally announced yesterday that they will have a new album coming out very, very soon. March is the tentative release. I think it's called Royal Danger, I think, possibly. So it's going to be happening. So basically, I think they're doing a pre-order thing to raise some money. Jump on their Facebook page, all the information's there. They've also got a gig next Friday night with Bagster and Mr. Coffee. Obviously, both bands kind of reforming, or Bagster wanted to take a break, but they decided they're going to take a break, but first they're going to do stuff. Mr. Coffee reforming, obviously we're a staple diet of ska in the kind of mid-2000s, used to play nearly every gig, so it's good to see them back gigging. Mad Dash reformed, and they're coming back from Sydney, and also Luke Seamop, who's local, and he's got a new tune out as well, so I might just play that after the break as we go, but why don't we have some Cujo Kings just to kick things off. This is called The Chase.
We'll fires on our ass. Edge of breath, how trip we get away. Back to where from monkey's house to hide a stash. Play it cool, hey. Park the core, hey. Check the bags, split it up and count the cash. What we got, 6 figures each and now we're done.
That's one of our new favourites here from Melbourne, Luke Seamop. And that's called Hand Me Downs featuring Lisa De Angelis. Nice. I like it. It's not purely ska like Luke's previous stuff, but it's got a bit of, you know, bit of the ska undertones in that. A bit of punk rock, but it's fantastic. So Cujo Kings and Luke Seamop are playing at the Evelyn Hotel next Friday night. So it's on the eve of the long weekend. It's got Luke Seamop, Cujo Kings, Mad Dash Reformed. I might play them a bit later. I haven't played them for a while. Baxter and Mr. Coffee. So that should be an awesome, awesome night. Tickets $15 right now. Apart from that, pay on the door if you can. So Mr. Coffee, it's their first show since 2015. Bagster's first Melbourne show since 2014. The Mad Dash's first Melbourne show since 2003. Crazy, crazy. What a night that's going to be. A lot of reunions going on there. Melbourne's favourite psychedelic punk ska party boys, the Bennies. Oh, yeah. They've just released a new single. Can I call it singles nowadays? They're not really singles anymore, are they? They're just new releases. They just happen to be a song. And it's not an album, but it's a single. So, yeah, individually. Brand new. If you're in Melbourne tomorrow, Geddes Lane tomorrow night, and then Rosemount Perth next Friday, Mojo's in Fremantle next Saturday, and the Jive Bar in Adelaide next Sunday. So the Bennies out on tour. They seem to be permanently touring at the minute, and if they're not, Andy from the Bennies is doing his own thing, which is, I've seen him a couple of times now live. He's pretty cool. Got a very, very different vibe. Well, not very different vibe, got a similar vibe, but just a bit more out there than the Bennies normally. So their new single's called Waiting for Dave. Like I said, they are out and about on tour Friday night. Tomorrow night, Geddes Lane in Melbourne if you want to go and see the Bennies. Anyway, brand new from them. I think it got released Friday. Something like that, Waiting for Dave. I love it. It's got a kind of Blues Brothers, Creedence Clearwater Revival feel to it as well. As soon as you hear it, you'll know what I mean. All right, this is the Bennies.
Strong language warning.
Strong language warning.
Strong language warning.
Well, live if you want to live.
country he was told was not his home. He tried very hard to fit in, but he was always alone. And then one day he saw the other children going out to play. They told him to get lost, fuck off home, and his father told him what to say. No, I don't wanna leave the playground when I've done nothing wrong. Don't you ever try to tell me that I don't belong. Feel your hatred when I've done nothing wrong. Don't you ever think that maybe we could get along now? Ooh, 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 ooh. The children, they laughed at him and they mocked at him and they stole his football. Ashamed and lonely that he ran away. And when his father come home from work, he said, what is wrong with you? He told him to be proud, stand up straight, and remember what I told you. Boy, I don't wanna leave the playground when I've done nothing wrong. Don't you ever try to tell me that I don't belong. Feel your hatred when I've done nothing wrong. Don't you ever think that maybe we can get along now? Ooh, 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 yeah, 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 yeah. Ooh, 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 ooh,
but Johnny, some kids on the show yesterday mentioned a new kind of music. Ska. You know anything about it?
Nothing but a modern offshoot of reggae. Updated white rock influences. Definitely upbeat. It never become really popular because even more than made the backbeat more conventional, it's still too exotic for mass acceptance.
Yes, I'm even empty-handed with my bullseye darts. Take me back, summer 85, take me back twice or so. I like what I find, maybe more like a place that if dip, dark shit. Your rum and fake, she's running it. Take me lucky, 1, 2, 3, stick off ground, it's home for
10.
Pop the vacuum,
and 2,
a mini bar,
and 3,
a holiday weekend,
and 4, Jaguar, and 5,
so streamish,
and 6,
a speed to max,
and 7,
a room to
shave, a watch to dry, you'll never go back.
Well, look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me, about to fall apart. Yes, I'm even empty-handed with my bullseye darts.
Well, look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me, about to fall apart. Yes, I'm even empty-handed with my bullseye darts.
Yeah, Lightyear, Pack of Dogs. That is one of my absolute favourites. Love it. Before the break, Scar Freaks with Today. And then a debut on the Scar Show with Beefy. Yes, a debut for a band called the Fangulos. I don't, I'm not 100% sure if that's how you pronounce it. Fangulos? Fangulos. Fangulos? I don't know. They're from Mumbai in India. So it's a debut on the Scar Show with Beefy for those guys. They've got a new album. It's called the Fangulos Album. And that one is called I Don't Want to Leave the Playground. So a big hello. And if you're in Mumbai tomorrow night, they've got the album launch of this album. They're playing at the Bonobo in Mumbai. So if you, any listeners in Mumbai, want to get to the Fangulos gig tomorrow night, please get along and then let us know how it went, because their new album, I had a quick listen to it yesterday and this morning. It's, I like it. I like it a lot. We'll be playing a bit more of that over the next couple of weeks, because, like I said, it is basically brand new. Just last week, I think, not too long ago. And then before that, Benny's, brand new from the Benny's, Waiting for Dave. Talking about brand new albums, Real Big Fish, oh yeah. Life Sucks, Let's Dance is their brand new album. Got released literally the weekend before Christmas. I don't know if that's perfect timing or not, but who knows nowadays. Everything's electronic. Everybody wants stuff now, don't they? Just right now. So I guess a couple of days before Christmas makes sense. This is their, well, I think it's the latest release. It was a new video kind of for one of the tunes. This is called Scar Show. I should use it for the theme tune, shouldn't I? It's a cracker. It is the album is fantastic. It really is. It's typical Real Big Fish, in all honesty. And very rarely do a bad song, don't they? So here it is, Scar Show, Real Big Fish. Rumours are they will be in Australia later this year to tour the album. Oh yeah, you heard it here first. I could say that about any band, really.
Hey, everybody, let's go downtown to the Scar Show. There's a Scar Show, come on, let's go.
Let's go! Forget about everything. Don't wanna fight or cry. Just have some fun before we die. And there's never any doubt. That's what it's all about. Hey, everybody, let's go downtown to the Scar Show. There's a Scar Show. Come on, let's go. This invitation is for all. It doesn't matter who you are. It don't matter where you're from. Cause everybody is welcome. And there's never any doubt. That's what it's all about. Hey, everybody, let's go downtown to the Scar Show. There's a Scar Show, come on, let's go. Hey, everybody, let's go downtown. There's a Scar Show, come on, let's go. If we don't have fun, then what are we living for? If we don't have fun, then why are we here? If we don't have fun, then what are we living for? I don't wanna take the chance if there's anything more. Have a good time all the time and we'll be fine. Everybody, let's go downtown to the Scar Show. There's a Scar Show, come on, let's go. Hey, everybody, let's go downtown to the Scar Show. There's a Scar Show, come on, let's go. The Scar Show, come on, let's go. Let's go.
Bye.
can't go past the Specials, Gangsters. Absolutely timeless. And then there's Selector before that, 3 Minute Hero. And then we kick things off, Real Big Fish with their new one, Scar Show. Well, as you know, second hour will kick off. We've got some special guests in the studio, so that's going to be absolutely a whole load of fun. But I got called this week saying, why aren't I playing some classic Mighty, Mighty Bosstone stuff? And I thought, right, we'll do that. We'll play some live stuff. We'll kick it off. So coming up after the news, we'll play some covers. We'll play some punk rock. We'll have some special guests in the studio. Just a normal kind of run-of-the-mill Thursday here at Sudden FM and the Scar Show with me, Beefy. So it's going to be a whole load of fun. But in the meantime, wrap your ear holes around a bit of Mighty, Mighty Bosstones live from the Throwdown a few years ago. And it's the old-time standard, The Impression That I Get.
I think we know this fucking song.
So high, any strength must don't possess. Or else they never come on down to do or die. You got to rise above the rest. Never been tested. I'd like to think that if I was, I would pass. Look at me tested, never for the grace. Go, I might be a coward, I'm afraid of what I'm about.
Okay, not to be monkey man. And now I know that, and now I understand. You're turning a monkey at me, and now I know that, and now I understand. Come on, turning a monkey at me. There's no lie, it's no lie. I'm giving up to be monkey man. There's no lie, it's no lie. I'm giving up to be monkey man. Thank you, Suki Lounge. Thank you guys for coming out. We're going to be playing one more song, and then Looney Tunes will be on later on. Fairs on his coat, singing in a sack, wherever he may be, cause he's a monkey, cause he's a monkey, cause he's a wee 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 monkey man. Ay, 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 you're hooking up a big monkey man. Ay, 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 hooking up the big monkey man.
Hey, that is Melbourne's own, Melbourne stalwarts of the ska scene, the Looney Tunes, doing a version of Monkey Man. Very good, top-notch stuff, can't fault it. And unbelievably, in the studio, we have Adam and Basil from the Looney Tunes. They are here, not even promoting much, really, just, you know, spreading the word about the gospel of ska. And we also have another special guest, and this is Ada, all the way from Castlemaine. She's in a band called... Stop that mammoth!
Stop
them. So it's quite crazy in the studio.
We need to find out about the name and where it came from.
Yeah, that's very true.
It's the first. I think it's the first thing we need to find out.
Yeah. So why, Ada? Why stop that mammoth?
Oh, well, we get asked all the time, but our drummer, Tilly, she's a bit of a funny girl, and we're going to be called the Rollerblading Mammoths. We don't know why, but then she was just like, oh my God, we have to be Stop That Mammoth. And we're like, oh, yeah, all right. So there's no real reason.
Is it because it was on rollerblades? Is that why you had to stop it?
Maybe. I didn't think of that.
Yeah. Mm. Just so you know, Stop That Mammoth are a six-piece all-girl ska band.
Five-piece.
Six.
Six-piece all-girl ska band. All, you know, out of that.
It's leaving, I know more than you.
The ska metropolis that is Castlemaine.
Yeah.
So how come you girls have all got together to form a ska band?
Well, when we were in year 9, so 2 years ago, kind of a bit over a year ago maybe, our music teacher, Michael, he like taught us ska versions of pop songs, and like so he taught us, like, he really liked the Scatterlights, so he taught us like the Jane Bond theme but ska. And then it was literally for our class band, so there was like us plus like one other guy, and then so we just like were like, all right, we should just start our own ska band because we wanted to enter the battle of the bands. And we entered that and got third, and then we're like, oh, cool.
Wow. Awesome. Nice. Good story.
Get him into the show.
Yeah. What's Mike doing now?
Michael,
is he in a band?
He is in some band, around Castlemaine, but he just teaches us music at school.
But he's got a kind of a ska slant to what he's teaching.
Yeah.
So you guys, Looney Tunes and Stop That Mammoth, you've got a gig coming up next Friday night. There's loads happening next Friday night.
We're thinking about changing it because we don't want to clash with the Cujo Kings.
Which is a bit of shame.
So, organise a bus so we can go to both gigs.
Yeah. So Friday night, it's at the Yarra Hotel.
Yep.
$10 on the door. Abbotsford. It's a great venue. It's a really nice room, and it's. I was
show.
There last time.
A good show.
It was a fantastic show.
Was it a good show?
It was.
Honestly,
No. Honestly,
it's a really good room now. They've changed the layout. They've changed the layout a little bit. Where it used to, that's the old pool room. We used to play in the front bar, and just had a really great vibe. It's kind of small, but there was a lot of people there, and it just went nuts. It's great.
Well,
it's got a good.
I mean, the one thing about that gig is the Ace Tones came over from New Zealand,
yes.
Who were absolutely fantastic.
Ace and Tony.
Ace and Tony, yeah.
Yep.
That could be the two people in the band, Ace and Tony. But no, the Ace Tones were great. And the crowd, I mean, that room was packed that night.
That's right.
It really was. So hopefully next Friday night we can do the same. There's probably 76 busloads coming down from Castlemaine, apparently.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well, there's at least the music teacher.
Yeah,
in his mask. So yeah, next Friday night, long weekend, Looney Shenanigans, we've called it.
Oh, we have?
Yes, the Looney Shenanigans.
That's our marketing department.
Yeah.
That's news to me, man.
Next Friday night. So
Shenanigans is one. That's a good way to sum up a Looney Tunes gig. It's a bit chaotic, I guess. And that's what, I mean, we don't not pride ourselves on it, but with the two-tone thing that we do, it's very energetic and it's very shambolic. You know, we're not, a lot of the old-school ska stuff is very, you know, safe, and we're kind of a bit more, I don't know, spontaneous in that sense, you know. It's a lot of fun. People get up on stage and dance. We jump around. It's very energetic. And
I mean, we like to have fun whilst we play as well. So, like, you know, a lot of the times I might forget to start playing my horn lines because I'm too busy bopping along with the crowd, you know. But as long as everyone's having fun and smiling and, you know, some people have their phones out, which is kind of cool to see. We love it. We love it. Absolutely.
Yeah. No, it's absolutely fantastic. Now, you guys as well, I haven't heard your stuff, I've got to be honest. Is it more covers or is it original stuff or are you all sorts?
Just originals. We don't have any covers.
Well, aren't you clever? We used to be like that. I looked at an old Looney Tunes set. There was 25 songs. I think there was 21 originals and 4 covers. Now it's pretty much the other way around, which is silly because we've got a lot of great original songs. We just got to start putting them back in the set. And we are actually writing a lot at the moment too.
Mm. Wow, that's news.
Yep, not songs, just writing.
Just writing, yeah.
Names and letters, trains and stuff.
Appeals. Yeah. And
Adam's up to the letter D in the alphabet.
Because just, I mean, late last year as well, the other Adam in the band sent me a whole discography of live stuff, which is, we play a lot of it on the show, obviously.
They pretty much what keep the show going.
Yeah, pretty much. So there is there's loads of stuff. So is that going to be turned into a kind of a release, that live? Because it's like 60 tracks.
Yeah, well, I think we're going to wait till there's 70 right now. There's lots of different ideas. We do have a DVD coming out, which is going to have a few of the old tracks, a few new ones, live tracks. But, you know, Looney Tunes have never released anything. That's kind of our thing, but it's bound to happen very, very soon, I would say.
Did Life of Crime never get released?
No.
Wow. No.
Because we sort of dobbed ourselves in that with that. That's a true story, and the people, if you listen to the lyrics, it's very incriminating.
Oh, there you go.
Well, but I think this is our year, 2019. Always said that.
Always.
A year for Looney Tunes.
Back in 1982.
That's right. We
remember, 2019, that's our year.
2019 is good for me.
Yeah. This time next year, yeah. We'll be millionaires.
That's right.
So what can we expect, Ada, from when we come out and see you next Friday night? What can we expect?
Well, I can guarantee there will be some, you know, good dancey tunes and stuff. Maybe, I hope, like, the audience isn't expecting, like, 100% ska, because we have, like, big ska influence, but also, like, you know, other vibes in there. But always our gigs have just, like, fun audiences that, like, have a good dance, and I'm sure our saxophone player is just getting back from Germany. She's been away for 6 months, so it's our first gig with her back, so we'll be super excited to have her back.
Oh, nice.
She'll be super rusty.
Yeah.
No, I'm only kidding.
It's fine.
But they do look crazy just from what I've seen. I've watched a few of the videos, and your lead singer seems like she's always having a hoot at that time, the chanty, and they look great. It's everything that we were when we were young, you know, and well, we still are, but that's what I saw in you guys, and I thought was great. That's why I thought I'd like to get hold of you guys and do some shows with, like, Strange Tennis did to us. You know, they took us to Adelaide, and they really showed us the ropes, you know, in a sense. You know, took us to did some really great things for us, and also feel like we could do that with you guys, you know, because it's a similar vibe and
super cool.
It makes the shows interesting and fun.
Yeah. That's it. So, influences at this stage? I know it's early doors, but...
Like, who we're influenced by?
Yeah.
That's so tricky. Probably just the Scatterlights, because that's who Michael really likes. But I also reckon we've got, like, maybe... I really like the band Pavement, which isn't ska at all, but I get a bit of those vibes. Maybe the Specials. Just depends, like, which song you listen to. They're all a bit different.
It's always interesting. You talk to, like, especially girl-fronted bands and things like that, and they always cite Gwen Stefani, No Doubt, early stuff as well. No. It's like... Because I was going to pull you up if you said, oh, we're a big No Doubt thing. But no, that's great. No. Oh. Good answer. Love it. You talk about a few ska influenced tunes, and I play a lot of covers just in this first section. So we're going to whack on a bit of Oasis version by a band called Skamelion. They're German and they're doing Oasis tracks. Anyway, this is Wonderwall, and good version.
I'm going home.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now, you should have somehow realized what you got to do.
I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, your word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there are blinding. There are many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know how. Because maybe you're gonna be the one that saves me. Gonna be the day, but you never throw it back to you. By now, you should have somehow realized what you're not to do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads that lead you there were winding, and all the lights that light the way are blinding. There are many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know how. Because maybe you're gonna be the one that saves me.
wasn't that special. That is Stop That Mammoth. 16-year-old girls out of Castlemaine in Victoria. That is called New Song, and it's pretty new. It's December, so in about 25 years' time when they're still playing New Song, it won't be that new. But there you go. How fantastic is that? Brand new music making their debut on the Scar Show with Beefy. And Ada from the band is in the studio talking about kind of, she warned me actually, just said, basically, oh, it's not that scary, but nowadays, what is ska with all these genres and waves and everything else? Everyone's got their own different versions. So, it fitted in with what I kind of play. And look, everyone's got their different ideas about what actually is ska and everything else. But it's got horns. It's got an offbeat. It's good enough for me.
Awesome.
So, yeah, no, I like it. Like it. Well, you'll have to get me some new other of the, you know, new song, newer song, really new song. So I'll look forward to seeing those the new releases.
Yeah. The newest song.
Yeah. So get us some recordings. We'll start preaching the Castlemaine ska gospel. So any other competition in Castlemaine for ska bands?
Not for ska bands, no. Oh, there is actually a new kind of band. They're like a bit younger than us called Ethical Decimal. They're pretty cool. They don't play ska music, just like, well, they've got a few songs with some offbeats and stuff.
Yeah.
Same teacher?
Yeah, Mike.
No, different teacher, actually.
Magic Mike.
Have they got a brass section, though?
No.
Ah, see?
Yeah, that's what they need.
There's your problem.
You're going to have to mentor those.
Yeah.
Those young folks.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, we've got an outlet now to get music out there. So, I mean, it's been lacking in the past today in Melbourne with big tunes. But anytime we see new bands embracing the, you know, what we know and love, it's got to be good, hasn't it?
It does, yeah.
We've just been talking off air about how there is such a massive influx at the minute. Actually, you talk about ska bands without horns. Look what the Interrupters are doing in the States at the minute. Number one in the Billboard charts with She's Kerosene is not a horn to be seen. So it's quite unreal having a number one in the Billboard charts for a ska band to be out there. So and girl fronted as well,
yeah.
Obviously.
Awesome.
So there is a bit of momentum building, and it's like I said, I get inundated with new tunes from bands all over the States, all over Europe, and everything else. There's a Russian band called Iron Bees at the minute hounding me to play their music.
Really?
Yes.
Have you played it?
Yeah, I don't mind it actually. Yeah. It's not bad. So it's everywhere you go at the minute, there seems to be bands. And like I said, I just played an Indian band, the Fakulos, with their new CD, and it's called New Album. It must be a theme.
Oh, right.
Yeah, yeah. So out of Mumbai, so it's crazy. All of a sudden,
what are they called again?
Fankulos.
Oh, I thought you said something else.
Oh, the Fankulos.
Ah, right.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
An N. Right.
It's
right.
An N, sorry.
Yeah.
It's okay. Bad writing. But we're bringing out Scar Nation's Easter time. I'll give that a plug. Good Friday at the Corner Hotel and the Workers Club on the 28th of April. We're bringing out Los Kung Fu Monkeys from Mexico again. They're coming out, and the Beatdown from Canada are coming over as well. So we'll be playing a lot more tunes and promoting the hell out of that gig. And I know ticket sales are going quite well already.
Awesome.
So on a big lead out, and we got a plug.
Is Lunchin's playing at that?
I will test it. I will ask the organizer and
sure.
See.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure where it's been left. But yeah,
I'm not sure either. I know that Melbourne Sky Orchestra on the Good Friday have double booked, so there is a space, allegedly.
But I think we were originally going to play the Saturday, and there was backwards and forwards. But look, we're available.
I'll sort it out. Don't worry about it.
I'm about going solo anyway. So
another solo artist. What? Just you?
Just me? Yeah.
Yeah. How about we play one of the Looney Tunes live tracks from the Luau. I think actually you play with the Resonators on this gig.
We did.
Yeah, this is called Any.
Just without trombone.
Oh, sorry. Is it? No trombones on this one?
I wasn't in the band then. Can you make trombone noise in the background? yeah, close enough. But no, you're actually in the song.
Oh, in the song. During the track.
I'm not sure.
Put a trombone solo
in. I'll be allowed to do that.
Anyway, this one is called Any Other Way. This is live from the Luau. This is a couple of years old. This is the Looney Tunes in full effect, minus a trombone player.
It's not good any other way. It's about going to my girlfriend's house. Your house, since I was very nice to sit around, we were
watch TV, you're always so polite. I sit and drink your coffee, you know I like to stay. I drive a map from your house, it's a dream. When I find it hard to concentrate, I got an open mind. You know I've got to bring up that, but it's much too hard for me to find. The people are lagging, some fuck me to say, you know I'm not lagging. When the rhyme comes along, I know that you hope and it won't be very long. Your friends are getting married, I know it should be told. It's time for me to sit down before I get too old. Come on, I find it hard to concentrate. I got an open mind. You know I've got to bring up that, but it's much too hard for me to find. You know what happened, time for me to say no. I got an open mind. You know I've got a brain of that, but it's much too hard for me to find. I need you know what I am. So fuck me to say no more than I am. Any other way of being is no what I am. So fuck me to say no more than I am. Any other way. Step back to get another light. And when I think about it, I know it will be right. And when I'm driving home tonight, I'm falling half asleep. I just be a happy man, my future's yet to be mine. I find it hard to concentrate. I got an open mind. But you know I've got a brain on that, but it's much too hard for me to find. You know what I got. Stop for me to say no.
That is the Looney Tunes doing... Oh, still got a bit more to go. What's going on? Caught me out.
It's hot. Damn hot.
Yeah, you got me talking all over the tune there because as the Looney Tunes tried to finish three times, I tried to talk three times over the band and, you know, Baz is in here chastising the drummer for not coming into line with the rest of the band. But drummers are special, aren't they, as we all know?
Baz is very special.
Yeah.
Great.
So I've just got to quickly remind people about Friday night Yarra Hotel, Looney Tunes, where we play a few tunes, and Stop That Mammoth. Yarra Hotel Friday night. What a gig that is. It's girls versus boys. It's a third band, apparently. But we're not 100% sure, but we will announce that. But Friday night, get along to the Yarra Hotel. Should be absolutely fantastic, that one. Stop That Mammoth are also playing on Sunday at the Newstead Live Music Festival, which is, according to Google Maps, is 113 kilometres away from Brighton.
Yes.
So it's out in the country. If you want to get up there, so stop that mammoth of playing another gig.
Mm.
There you go. It is Sunbabe. So we might actually try and find some Sunbabe online and see if we can play that. But Newstead Live, absolute fantastic festival. If you like your Australian folk music and a bit of country bar, look at this, because there is all sorts going. But Stop That Mammoth, they're going to absolutely blitz this. I've got to remind people that the girls in Stop That Mammoth, they're only 16, so it's absolutely brilliant for them playing live and getting out there and doing their thing at such a young age. It's pretty amazing stuff. Awesome.
I think Looney Tunes, well, I just turned 17 when we played our first show at the Aberdeen to a full house, you know, with the Offbeats, I think it was, back in the day. Anyway.
1982.
I don't know, let's not talk. I don't think that's important.
No, it wasn't.
Wasn't that early? No, because we went and saw Madness in 81, and that's what got us.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure your first gig was 82. Well, you were at the Aberdeen.
More than me, I was.
Oh, could have been 83.
82, how old was I then?
It was close, too. I'll tell you what I have got to do. I have got to play a new one while we're doing it. This is a band absolutely tearing it up in the UK right this minute. They're called Death of Guitar Pop.
Oh, yes.
This is a brand new single, just got released last week. It was the Australian premiere last week of Death of Guitar Pop. It actually got released the same day as the show, so I was able to squeeze it in. But this is an absolute belter. It's called You'll Be Fine Sometime. I lied. It's not even called that. It's called You'll Be Fine Sunshine.
And you'll be fine. And you'll be fine, sunshine.
That is the Simmertones with Winter's Call. And we premiered that on the show a couple of weeks ago. And BBC have identified the Simmertones as the next big thing in British music, which is quite interesting considering they're a kind of traditional two-tone ska band. But that's good news. And Simmertones are on a huge UK tour coming up soon. And there's already gigs sold out, which is absolutely bloody fantastic, if I don't say so myself. So, look, in the studio, we've got Adam and Basil from Looney Tunes and Ada from Stop That Mammoth. I'm thinking that's the new. It's not like Stop That Mammoth. It's Stop That Mammoth. You've got to shout it. And,
yeah, because there's an exclamation mark at the end.
Oh, there is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There you go. You could have done like the old Panic at the Disco with Panic exclamation mark at the disco, but it's Stop That Mammoth.
No, Stop That Mammoth.
That's it. Just another reminder, Friday night at the Yarrow Hotel. Looney Tunes.
This is Friday week.
Friday week, yeah, so don't go tomorrow night. Well, you can if you like. You go tomorrow night, but there won't be any bands on.
It's a pretty good pub, so.
Yeah, it's fantastic. What a back room out there. Food's great as well, by the way. And Sunbabe are also opening the show. Yes. It does clash, I have to do the cross promotion. It does clash with a big-ish. Not so big gig, another gig at the Evelyn Hotel in Fitzroy. Badge the Mr. Coffee, Cujo Kings, Luke Seamop, and the Mad Dash.
I'm going to go to that one.
Yeah, you can just take it. Sorry, lads, got to go.
Yeah. Sorry, it's a better offer.
I tell you what, whilst Ada has made the trip all the way from Castlemaine into the studio, why don't we play another one of their tunes? This is Fresh Triple J. Unearthed. You can check them out. Stop That Mammoth. I've got to remind you, Ada, as well, by the way, Stop That Mammoth as a band name has not got the exclamation point on the Triple J website.
Yeah, they wouldn't let me do it when we put it on Triple
really?
J or Spotify. Like
that. How rude.
That is
right?
rude.
I know.
Anyway, alrighty. So this is Ode to Lloyd. This is Stop That Mammoth!
Whispers of the moon sky for the one that deep controls and is now sleeping through the night.
How good is that? That is Stop That Mammoth. That is Ode to Lloyd. Absolute belter. Very melodic. We're going to call it melodic ska. Don't know why. Just, I like to generalise everything.
I like it.
Do you like that? Melodic
yeah,
ska.
Like it.
It's not really ska either. But, but like, there's a, actually, there's a band in Brisbane called Alaspina that do quite similar stuff, weirdly enough. I don't think they've got horns either. So it's, you've got the horns in there. So even nicer. Even better.
Yeah, add the horns for sure.
Add the horns for sure. That's it. Well, guys, thanks for actually coming in. It's been absolutely fantastic for a, you know, a bit of banter, second half of the show. Very different. I normally sit here by myself just dancing away and missing the links and everything
else. Windows.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, they love it. I get, usually get a crowd outside when I'm dancing about. So it's really good. And
thanks for having us, mate. It's great.
Yeah,
and thanks for your support.
Oh, no problem at all. It's my pleasure. And can't wait to get to the Yarra Hotel next Friday and possibly the Evelyn nipping back
and
forth.
We'll work out. We'll work out the schedule. I'm pretty sure we can do it.
And myself and Adam have been chatting off air about a...
starting our own thing.
Yeah.
Big plans.
progressive gig around Melbourne to really spice things up. We're going to rent a load of buses.
Wait.
Don't go
too early.
I'm excited. I'm already excited. So, no, well, thanks for coming in. I'm looking forward to seeing Stop That Mammoth next Friday night. Should be a whole lot of fun. Is this the first gig in Melbourne for you guys?
Yeah, it is. We're so keen.
Oh, the big smoke. That's
yeah,
it.
Excited. It's great. It's
really, yeah,
it's
really so it should be.
Awesome.
So that's next Friday night with Looney Tunes. We've had Adam and Basil from the band. Basil's trying to leave the band, apparently, but they're not letting him go.
They're not letting him go.
I'm not leaving. It's all right. Yeah.
So we're looking forward to seeing...
One young person left.
Adam made a great comment just a minute ago off air as well. It says, the last four gigs the Looney Tunes have played, they've had a whole lot of fun. They've been absolutely brilliant live. The vibe's been fantastic, and it's probably the best four gigs they've
done.
Thanks to Andrea, apparently the trumpet player, who's just added a new dimension to the Looney Tunes, and they've just reinvented themselves and had a great time. So go and see them live next Friday night.
And we've got another one coming up at the RS Live in Upway. It's my hometown in February 16, but we'll get back to you about that one. But February 16th in Upway, the RSL went nuts. You've probably seen the Scarisol video. So
Scarisol.
That's what we call it. Somebody, you got to throw it in there, don't you?
Will do. I love. Actually, I'll do another radio show, and we're having a conversation about bands that are probably better live than they are recorded.
Yes,
and
we want those.
Well, Looney Tunes haven't recorded anything, so they're much better live.
<That's right. laughs>
So yeah, Looney Tunes are one of them, and obviously Stop That Mammoth. We will. Well, we'll judge ourselves on Friday night.
See.
That's it. Is there going to be merch and stuff available? I want to Stop That Mammoth t-shirt.
There are a few, but I don't know if they'll be there for
sale.
They
could be really woolly.
Yeah,
you know,
maybe.
Stroke the furry wall type thing. have a furry t-shirt.
You can buy
like
your
that.
Own hey, tusk.
Yeah. That would
maybe
be.
Maybe you should get onto that.
Two-tone tusk.
I'm all over that. Yeah. Well, guys, thanks a lot for coming in and spending
a
bit of time with the Scar Show with Beefy. It's an absolute pleasure to get people in the studio and actually having a chat. In the meantime, please, please, please get out and support your local ska music scene on the weekend. It is a long weekend coming up, the next weekend, but all the bands do it for your entertainment. So get out, have a beer, be sociable, take your friends, support your live music scene wherever you are. I'll be back next week. And in the meantime, who's that man with a soup on his head?
Super Duper Red. Super Duper Red. Super Duper Red.
Lucky Land Slots asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.